This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's terms of service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on April 9, 2020. Introduction. As a person who is blind, I find screen readers invaluable because they provide access to information. I use several screen readers regularly. In this article, I will provide information about a variety of screen reader software. Screen readers, an overview. As another blogger points out in an article from 2005 entitled, "What is a screen reader?" Screen readers provide feedback about information on screen, using text-to-speech and/or braille. The primary screen reader which I use on the Windows operating system is Job Access with SpeechJaws from Freedom Scientific, an assistive technology manufacturer which was acquired by vSparrow. Overview, JAWS Screen Reader. JAWS is a commercial product, meaning there is a fee to acquire a serial number. For me, it is worth paying every 2 years to get the next to JAWS versions by renewing my JAWS serial number. Service Maintenance Agreement. Consistent payment supports product development and I can remain up to date about JAWS features. Here is a link to JAWS Headquarters, a section of the Freedom Scientific website with a variety of resources for the screen reader. Here is a video. JAWS Basics for Beginners Part 1, which discusses a variety of topics about using JAWS. Although the person who produced these tutorials used Windows 7 for JAWS demonstrations, most of the information should remain relevant for Windows 10. My focus now shifts to other screen readers for Windows. Additional screen readers for Windows. Another screen reader for Windows which I use is Non-Visual Desktop Access NVDA from NVAccess. Unlike JAWS, NVDA is free and open source. It is similar to JAWS, however, because some keystrokes are the same. This fact is evident in the online guide about switching from JAWS to NVDA. To learn more about this screen reader, I suggest consulting the NVDA User Guide. Here is an NVDA demonstration video. Screen Reader Basics, NVDA. Two alternative screen reader products for Windows, which can be purchased by individuals, are Screen Reader from Dolphin Computer Access and System Access from Saratech. The remainder of this article will reference screen readers for other operating systems. Screen readers for other operating systems. My focus in this section is primarily on Linux and Apple screen readers, with which I have no experience. To my knowledge, the only screen readers for Linux which have been worked on within the past decade are Orca and SpeakUp. Here is an Orca video. Take a tour through the Orca screen reader preferences. Technology company Apple includes a screen reader for Apple products called VoiceOver. According to this page on Apple's website, VoiceOver is available with Mac computers, iPads, iPhones, Apple TV, and Apple Watch. Here is a detailed guide from Apple called VoiceOver Getting Started. For a demonstration of VoiceOver usage on a Mac computer, I suggest this video. VoiceOver Screen Reader on the Mac Getting Started Part 1. A screen reader for Android is TalkBack, which is now part of Google's Android Accessibility Suite. TalkBack, which I use regularly on my smartphone, will be discussed in more detail in an article about Android which I will be publishing next month. I hope these screen reader resources are of benefit. I will be back next week with another article. Question for readers. What did you learn from my article about screen readers?